Sound financial planning. It's never too early to prepare financially for your family. Planning for a child is a financial mind-bender because there are so many unknowns, ranging from the baby's health to future needs and interests that the child might develop later in life. A trip to the emergency room or proclivity of a kid toward an expensive hobby can sink a couple that had been financially independent before having kids. It costs the average middle-income family $234,900 to raise a kid from birth to age 18 in current dollars, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's up 23% from what a family spent to raise a kid in 1960, adjusting for inflation. Financial planners urge couples approaching this stage of their lives to reconsider lifestyle. One of the first decisions couples must make is how they're going to reconfigure their lives and schedules to accommodate the new arrival. The first big decision to force the issue is whether both parents will return to work or if one will stay home to provide care, said Rita Chung, a financial advisor based in Maryland. Prospective parents should look at their expenses and how much they earn based on one and two incomes and try to figure out which option makes the most sense, Chung said. Be careful, though. Some parents don't realize that most daycare centers and schools close earlier than work hours and charge extra for extended hours care, Chung said. Build a cash cushion. It's prudent for anyone to have enough cash in the bank to hold them over for 3 to 6 months. But given the tremendous unpredictability of children, the importance of a cash cushion is magnified, said Laura McMahon, a financial planner. It's not unheard of for parents to have more than 6 months of cash, just in case something unexpected happens. Waiting too long to create a rainy day fund might leave families exposed. Review insurance coverage. If there's one thing expectant parents know they'll probably need, it's additional life insurance, financial planner Jason Close said. Given the higher costs of raising a child, a surviving spouse would need access to cash in case something were to happen. But the review of insurance coverage shouldn't stop at just life coverage. Couples frequently underestimate how much their medical costs will rise and should reevaluate what plan they're signed up for and whether it's still appropriate, McMahon said. One of the things that surprises young couples most immediately after having a child is the size of their portion of medical bills connected with the delivery, she said. Get estate planning. After you have a child, it's not all just about you and your spouse anymore. You need to quickly make contingency plans for the new member of your family, Close said. It's imperative to get the legal documents in place that will assign a guardian for your child if both parents were to die prematurely, he said. Look long term. Given all the obligations that need to be handled even before Junior utters his first word, it's easy for parents to lose sight of other, even bigger financial obligations down the road. College planning is perhaps the biggest looming financial hurdle. Some parents think it's too soon to think about saving for college when a child is just born. But by starting to save when a child is born or even before, parents can dramatically reduce the financial strain of the process. Be adaptable. Parents and financial planning experts insist that parents should have a financial plan but build in flexibility. Much of what's enjoyable about having kids is the unpredictability they bring. Vocabulary focus. Mindbender. Force the issue. Prudent. Contingency. Imperative. Looming. Flexibility.